A fundraising campaign to help bring a refugee family from Afghanistan to Newmarket has exceeded expectations, raising more than $40,000 in just 2 months. Newmarket resident Abdullah Hanif partnered with a number of local residents, including Mayor John Taylor, to help his brother, sister-in-law and their 3 young children come to Newmarket. They formed Newmarket Together, a sponsorship committee, last summer and began fundraising in November. Dennis Cullinan, treasurer at St. Paul's Anglican Church in Newmarket, managed the donations for the group. He said they had to raise $23,000 before the family came and then another $20,000. As of February 14, they had raised $40,893 with another $7,000 pledged. I'm surprised because we had originally set an interim goal and to achieve the entire goal is very pleasing, Cullinan said. He said there were more than 200 donors, individuals and companies. Most of the money was donated directly through the mail, e-transfer, or on St. Paul's website. However, $15,000 was raised on the group's GoFundMe page. I was quite surprised how people from around Newmarket would respond to something like that, Cullinan said of the online page, adding that he had never worked with a GoFundMe page before. Hanif said he shared the good news with his family. We were so happy and excited. They're really grateful for all the efforts that was made by the team, the group that we have in Newmarket, he said. He said the success of the fundraising campaign really says a lot about the community. It shows that people have real care and a very strong humanitarian sense. They really have compassion and they prove it with donations, he said. I think that says a lot. Sometimes we talk but action is less. Here it seems action is more. They acted, they showed it. Hanif said updates like this help keep his family's hopes up. The uncertainty is a little bit tough on the family and just being away from everyone, in a new country where there is more problems for refugees, he said. Since leaving Afghanistan, they are facing a number of challenges as refugees. The children have now been able to go to school, but the family is still dealing with constant changes, and primarily a lack of access to healthcare. Hanif said recently they contracted COVID-19 and they all were really scared because they do not have access in case they need to go to ICU. However, they only had mild to moderate symptoms and recovered. For the time being, he said they are focusing on the things they can control. I try to connect to them as much as I can just to give them hope and share this news from here and the welcoming feeling, Hanif said, adding that he reminds them to be patient. Patience is key at this point as it is a long waiting game. The Newmarket Together group submitted the sponsorship application to the federal government back in December. Now that we've hit the target and exceeded it, they can now inform the government that we achieved the goal and therefore the support for the application is financially viable, Cullinan said. It is in the government's hands now, but if the application is approved, the sponsorship committee's other financial treasurer, Sayed Elmar, will step in. The chartered professional accountant from Keswick will handle financial management once the family arrives. When they come here, they will need some help with daily expenses, what is required there for transportation and stuff, he said, adding that they also might need help with tuition and knowing where they can find support. They have kids and they may need support for child tax benefits and all this stuff. So my role will be more focused on this end. The money raised will help support them in the transition. Elmar has been involved with the committee since the start, after Hanif reached out to him, but said he is looking forward to helping the family when they come. While they wait to see what is coming next, the group is hoping to have a Zoom meeting with the refugee family so they can all connect. They will also continue accepting donations for the group.